Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. New location just opened up 2 weeks ago at 70th and Pioneers. Stone and all.
Stone cold.
It's pretty big.
It's warm in there, though, because they got a fireplace.
Just go in there and sit and have a cup of coffee and then do some banking.
Don't want to leave that place, honestly. Yeah, supposed to stay there all day.
I'd like to see them put like a sandwich shop in there or something.
Is it warm?
Be nice to
they should do that. Let's talk to them about that.
To get a sandwich in there and just be able to sit and spend some time. It's such a convenient location. You just want to pull in. I almost pull in all the like.
Just pull in there.
Just pull in. Like, oh, it just draws you. Yeah.
It
like
does.
Like a moth to a flame.
I wonder what they would think if you just went and sat in the lobby area.
Okay. Every day.
Read the paper.
Like you sleep.
What's this guy doing over here?
Read the paper.
Yeah.
Well,
this is where I read.
Sip, yesterday you missed, it was a competition in Creighton. It was peach cobbler and apple pie. Apple crisp, right? Apple crisp, yeah.
Really?
And yeah.
All, really?
Many banks.
Bank versus bank.
Bank versus bank.
Cobbler versus crisp.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The 7th and 8th graders were the judges. They would not allow the high schoolers to come down because they're at odds with Shin Daddy, the school board is.
They're still looping.
Still at odds. So Steve's trying to work through that. But the 7th and 8th graders were the ones that took care of that. But they have a big – well, obviously, I didn't get a chance to tell you guys this, but and it helps out for today, obviously. But the ice rink is down.
It's done.
The ice rink is down.
Too warm.
That's been all too warm. It's time for that. That's been put away. But today – they have something kind of interesting going on. He's going old school on this one. Now it's all about spring, and it's all about fitness goals. He's brought out old school from the 70s. He's going to do one third of them today, and that is, remember the old school from high school? The presidential physical fitness test.
Oh, yeah. How could you forget
that? Presidential physical fitness test twice. Do you remember that?
Yes. Absolutely.
OP. So today is sit-ups and the 600-yard run. Remember
I hated that.
I did. The 600-yard run was the staple.
Yes.
Ours was marked off in the grass with cones. That's what we had.
Same.
To, we marked off.
I swear to God we grew up. I mean, we grew up in the same era.
Yeah. So it's marked off with cones.
In the field, yeah.
Then all of a sudden you just show up and there'd be kids in jeans and stuff. All of a sudden having to run 600 yards.
It was a hell day.
It was. It's like, what do you have to do after today?
It was hell day.
It was. Like, you didn't run 60. At that age, it's like, hey, would you ride your bike 30 miles a day around town? Yeah.
You didn't run.
Would you run 600 yards? No.
For time.
You had to be timed.
Yeah.
In jeans.
In jeans.
It was annoying at best. Yes. At worst, it felt like hell.
It did. So today, everyone that comes in will be doing sit-ups in the 600-yard run. And so everyone, all ages. Schindler has also purchased shoes, different sizes. So it's like a bowling alley. If you don't have the right gear, if you come in some heels, they can slap you in some shoes. Bella's laughing. Bella goes, I would run 600 yards in, like right now.
Yeah, 10
Bella.
Seconds.
Like right now. Yeah, yeah.
Bella, you're Bella, though.
You're Bella. There's a difference.
You're a national champion.
I mean,
is there any? Does anybody remember the presidential
vividly.
Physical fitness test?
I do.
Yes. I mean, it was a big deal. It was twice a year.
So we did the mile, though. It made a mile.
It's a mile now. Yeah, it was 600 yards for us, and we thought it was ridiculous. Like, it's like torture.
Well, it was. Here's why. Because it was for time, and you got, like you. You know, we were kind of like expected to win or close to win. So it was annoying. Like, I just kind of run a not compete in this. But
this is not fun to compete
no.
in. I was not winning. I was not winning this. This was a finish drill only.
Oh, my
it
God.
It was a lot.
Shindy.
Oh. Yeah,
so he's putting the cones out?
He's putting the cones out on the parking lot. You got to make them run around the parking lot when they get there. So doing the sit-ups inside, he brought mats in, and they're doing the 600 yards.
It'd be amazing to pull up to a bank and see all these old people running.
with a stopwatch.
What is going on?
Sitting with a stopwatch around his neck.
If you don't know what's going on, yeah. if you're just a first-timer.
First-timer. Now, right now, it wouldn't really get you much of the shindy timing things. Presidential physical, and he's gonna send everything in to Biden.
Shindy, here's the thing about Shindy, that picture. I have this different sort of mental image of him being at odds with the school board, so he has a very serious side.
Yeah, he's very serious with that. And fitness is his deal.
Kind of like a Tony Soprano side.
Yes, he is. Yeah. He would have been good. He'd have been great in The Sopranos, wouldn't he?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. Maybe.
Does he yell? They say if you don't get it, say fail.
Fail.
Short. Try again.
Try. See you tomorrow. Yep. See you tomorrow.
Nope.
Just
straight up, nope.
I'll have him send the times in. It's by age.
Okay.
It's by age.
So everybody can do it.
Everyone can do it. He makes it manageable. He makes it very manageable.
That's what's happening today. And then it starts at 8:44.
8:44, yes. It runs all day.
Text line says they still do it at their elementary school, so it's still happening.
Is it?
Still happening in general. So this is, bring it up. It's just still going on. It's a beautiful thing.
What else did they have? Was it just sit-ups and running or other something?
If you accomplished whatever it was, you got a patch. Remember that?
Patch, yeah.
You got a presidential patch.
Just got it from Greg and Myrtle Beach. Sent the patch right there in the text line.
I would love to have, imagine if you still had your patch. I would love to have my presidential patch from doing.
How about Greg? He did send it.
Yeah, I got the text here, the patch.
Greg, good job.
Presidential Physical Fitness Award.
Greg in South Carolina.
Yeah. Yep. Bella's right. Pull-ups were the worst.
Yep, that was
pull-ups.
Tough.
Pull-ups.
Sometimes you couldn't do. There would be three quarters you didn't get one. Yeah.
No.
They do great everything else. They couldn't do pull-ups. Oh, you failed.
Yeah. I did.
You could run fast.
I did a little research on this last night. I want to follow up on this to make sure I have on a couple things. And one was that in the 50s and wherever it was, early time, the softball throw was in.
Okay.
And the reason the softball throw was in, to see if people could throw hand grenades.
Wow.
That was in from the military. Yes.
Wow.
It was to see if people could throw hand grenades in battle. That's a wow.
Different times.
Yeah. Different times. The different softball throw is a great event. So that's when you're not stressed.
No. Just huck and chuck, baby. No. Come on.
Not really.
Yeah. That wouldn't stress. Not like the 600. And you knew ahead of time, too. Yeah. Like, when's the 600? It's tomorrow.
Here's the thing. It was, I mean, people are going to say, Sybil, you're a snowflake. There was, the annoying part was you were expected to kind of compete. I mean, you had dudes that you wanted to beat, and they wanted to beat you. So that's what, I'm thinking back, that's what was annoying about it. If you just had to run it on your own, it wouldn't be a problem.
No.
But you had to go.
Bella would have been.
I can remember being, taxed.
Yeah.
Like, God, I just.
Bella would have been the most annoying person in the class.
Yeah. Oh, well, Bella's winning Bella.
Bella. Oh, yeah. A lot of girls beat guys.
Yeah, girls run
that
right
happened
past
a lot.
Me.
They would. Because when you did it like in fifth grade, it wasn't, okay, guys, you go, girls, you go. It's like, just like, go, start.
Yeah, girls run.
Everybody
past
just took
you.
Off running, and there'd just be
look
girls.
The girl in the ponytail run past.
Just
Bella's
run past.
Bella's
one
that's demoralized. You say, well,
yeah, Bella would be
she's
horrible.
She's better than me in everything. Literally everything. Yeah. She's better than me.
Oh, great. Bella won again. Oh, Bella won again. That's great. Thanks, Bella.
She did the ball for them.
She did 10 pull-ups.
Sit and reach.
One arm pull-ups. Doing one arm pull-ups.
She was getting cocky. Just started. Yeah, one arm at a time.
Presidential. Shindy's got that going today.
Shindy.
Ohio Husker says the sit and reach was the worst for me.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Oh,
it pains me right now thinking right now. About it.
Remember the gray box?
Yes.
How the gray box.
The gray box.
Oh, the gray box. You had to sit there.
You had to see how far you could push.
Push your flexibility.
It's a stretching
thing,
basically.
And you slid the little.
That's right.
And there's the gray box.
Yeah.
Get us a picture of the gray
if
box.
If I did it right now, could. I'd pull a hamstring.
I would too.
Today.
If someone told me that, I'd rather run the 600. Which one do you want? Sit and reach or 600? Give me
the
600.
I'll run.
I'll take the 600 right now.
Let me run.
And the 600 also was marked off like squared. It wasn't round. It wasn't like a track.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Weird. It wasn't like, it, you know.
Yeah, you had to round the curve.
No, it was a square run.
A pivot.
A pivot, yeah. It was very awkward.
Took some time off the run.
It's very awkward. Yeah, if you run too hard, you looped out too far.
100% right about that. Lost Creek School is, I can still see the yellow cones. Huffing and puffing.
Yeah. Thanks to Shin Daddy for that wonderful presidential fitness. Yeah. It's important there. Creighton, Nebraska. You see people running around today.
And yesterday it was Peach Cobbler.
And Apple Crisp.
Apple Crisp, yeah, contest.
Which bank won, by the way? You know?
What's that? Cobbler versus Crisp. Midwest Bank did.
Of course they did.
Yeah, they upset the bank from Winnetoon. Yes.
Took him down.
Yes.
Took him down.
Took him down.
He took him down.
Peach Cobbler and Apple Crisp, you can't go wrong with either.
No. And Schindler also brought in 8 gallons of vanilla ice cream.
I was going to ask. So was it all the mode?
Oh, yeah. He put a big dollop on it. Wow.
It's funny. He's got it covered.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Regal man there.
Apple Crisp and a little deal of ice cream. How incredible would that be right now? We'd all eat
the
that.
The smell in the bank
the
all day
smell
had
in the
to
bank
be amazing.
Be incredible.
Ovens going like crazy.
They had two big ovens in there. brought them in on rollers.
Midwest Bank and Steve Schindler for sponsoring hour 2. 464-5685. Call
sports.
Or text as always. By the way, this is sports related. This goes back quickly to Bugaboo Tuesday. We have a take.
Okay.
Michael on YouTube says state runner-up ceremony should be held at the high school in front of their schoolmates and friends and family. It would mean way more there anyways. 100% agree with Bill. Don't do it on the court.
I like that. I like that. That's a great idea. If you have to do something with it, do it in that matter. It's just the timing is not right. There's just certain times when timing is everything.
100.
That one is timing is everything. And we need to hear from the NSAA on this.
We do. Yeah, please.
Please
to
hear.
And the mayor.
And the mayor.
From the mayor, too.
And the governor, probably, too. 464-5685. Call or text as always. So I saw this yesterday that regarding if and when the college football playoff expands from 12 teams already to 14 teams, which could happen as soon as 2026, is what people are saying. There's been some push from the Big Ten and the SEC to have automatic buys for the conference champions in those conferences to not have to play the first round and get to the second round of the playoff. Sonny Dykes of TCU was the voice of pushback.
So was Gundy, but Dykes, I'll do Gundy.
Here was
nice. Both of them, yes.
Sonny Dykes said, he said, automatic first round buys for the SEC and the Big Ten is like the NFL saying the Cowboys get a first round bye because they have more fans than the Bengals. How preposterous is that? Sonny Dykes.
Agreed.
Sip, what did Mike Gundy say?
Gundy called the format unheard of. Gundy is really the voice of reason in this. And by the way, it just seems incredibly haughty to me for the SEC and the Big Ten to think they deserve that berth. And here's why. This is what Gundy says. A playoff format that guarantees a first-round bye to any team, division, or conference before the season starts is unheard of in any sport. Now, this is where he makes a great point. Based on the premise proposed, a team could be undefeated and ranked number one in the country and still not receive a first-round bye because teams were awarded one before the season even began.
Because of TV contracts.
Yeah.
Because of TV contracts.
It's ridiculous to even have the conversation.
It's insanity.
It is. I mean, Gundy, God bless Gundy.
He nailed it.
For pointing out the obvious.
Can you imagine, like you said, just take Oklahoma State, undefeated, number one team in the country, and you guys got to play right away. Oh, you know, got to play right away. They have
because the SEC and the Big Ten have guaranteed their muscles. Yeah. That's ridiculous. But it's good. It's good. It's out. Now it probably won't
happen.
I think
the pushback is so strong. I think everyone's going like, this cannot even... I wonder if it's one of those things where like going, I don't know, let's try it. Let's float it out there, see if it works.
Probably. That's maybe what they
see what happens. All of a sudden it's like, no, that's not happening.
They have like these management committees. There's committee after committee. And I do think there's a little bit of that that happens. Just float out this, what is it, Jake? 3-3-2-2-1 model. Three automatic bids for the Big Ten and the SEC, two for the ACC and Big 12, and one for the group of five.
I think that's right.
Yeah. So, that would be the model, but it's, I don't know. They're tinkering with different models. I tire of the SEC and Big Ten always flexing now. Now I get it. Nebraska's in the Big Ten. It's good. They're in a good spot. But Sankey is a little too much for me. I mean, he's the guy in your neighborhood with a lot of money, and he's got two boats and a pool, and it's like, all right, great. You got a lot of money. We get it, you know, and you've got a lot of power. He's a little too haughty for my liking. And in the SEC and the Big Ten just seem a little bit too much. And this is a great example. Thank you to Gundy for shooting them down and Dykes.
And Sonny Dykes, both guys.
Yeah, they shot them down. So it's stupid.
The idea of a bye just guaranteed, is crazy.
All right.
See, these teams have obviously massive conferences. These are
exceptional
conferences.
They're powerful, yeah.
That's why they're
but also, the conversation. They have options of getting plenty of people into the tournament. I mean, they have options. It's not like we're just going to get one team in or two. No, you're going to have teams in.
Right.
But to have a bye is completely insane.
Right.
No matter what.
In this form.
No matter what.
Yeah.
We were 8-4.
To be guaranteed a bye, like Gundy said, unheard of. Yep. I mean, think about it. Nobody gets that. So that's, it was interesting.
You like
story.
The pushback. Good to have the pushback.
Well, sure. I mean, those college football's odd, and I kind of like this, the way it goes, though, the way everything's floated out and it's discussed and blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of blah, blah, blah in college football. There's a lot of blah, blah, blah. A lot of just discussion, you know, that sometimes goes nowhere. In this case, it did go somewhere, though, you know.
Yeah, I think the pushback is way too strong for this ever happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, this will not go through.
I don't think so.
The reason that is discussed, the whole object of why this is all coming up, is that there's the threat of those two leagues just making their own league.
That's it. They can branch off.
They can branch off and just say, okay, you don't want to do that? Not a problem. Right. We will take our, whatever, 40 teams, and we'll make our own league and our own playoffs.
It'll be like the Premier League in soccer.
Yeah.
You might be able to work your way in.
Yeah, regulate up, yes.
See, I get negative over this stuff.
I couldn't tell.
This is for 1985 again, when college football was super cool. Super cool. When it wasn't...
And some writers picked out who won the championship.
Be in favor of going back.
Just go back to the writers. Not even
that. What's the power here?
Play the Bulls. Season was incredible.
And then everyone just name your own deal and see what happens.
Why not?
I kind of like it. I kind of do. And then back then, the most amazing part would be that in the Orange Bowl happened in Nebraska several times. Like Miami was playing for a national championship and Nebraska was 9-3 or whatever their record was. Mm-hmm.
And it's like Nebraska, at the time, they're ranked 14th. Mm-hmm. And they're playing the national championship game.
Yeah.
That made no sense whatsoever.
No, a lot of it didn't make any sense.
It made no sense whatsoever. The chance of getting a national championship matchup was like insane. Like a Florida State Nebraska was one. That was a matchup.
It was, but often wasn't that. Often didn't occur like that. I know. It's probably better now in some ways.
Before we get to break, a quick plug for our friends out in Holdridge. Score one smoking.
Score one smoking.
Yeah, they've got barbecue rubs and sauces for both competitors and backyard grillers alike.
So they
had caterers like crazy. It's incredible.
Chris. They had Rib Mania on Saturday with all 300+
Mania
participants for the rib education by Chris, which was incredible. And then yesterday they had steak for lunch. I got a picture. They had steak for lunch. That was by Sherry. Sherry made them all. They had them all steak. I imagine Chris was involved.
I'm sure he was
with the meat product part of everything.
A lot of good things going on.
You want a vacation? Vacation Holdridge, and get down to Orleans too. You want to get down there for a day?
They were making steak for lunch.
Yeah, steak for lunch. That's not normal. It's not tough times.
No.
I know that Sanderson has purchased from Score One Smoking. He said that before. He sent me a picture. So if you have not out there purchased from Score One Smoking, what are you
guys?
Yeah. Breakers, we support our people. Score One Smoking. No
Score
cheap.
One.
ScoreOneSmoking.com or on Facebook, doing? Instagram at Score One Smoking. When we come back, Andy Katz has unveiled some awards, and also one is very odd, I think, for an assistant award. We'll talk about that next in early break in the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.